Okay, another case. 41-year-old woman presents with locally advanced inflammatory breast cancer, ERPR positive, HER2 negative. She receives systemic chemotherapy. The breast mass decreases from 7 centimeters to 2 centimeters. No apparent clinically axillary node involvement. The skin redness disappears. No metastatic disease. Would you do surgery on the breast? If yes, what type? What about sentinel node biopsy and axillary lymph node dissection if positive sentinel node biopsy?
So I am, there's a little bit of discordance in the presentation. So the way I think about inflammatory breast cancer, that is distinct from locally advanced breast cancer. So inflammatory breast cancer is a distinct entity, presents suddenly and quickly and has classic inflammatory changes of the breast, may or may not have a mass associated with it, and typically will have a positive skin biopsy. Locally advanced disease, on the other hand, I tend to use that for tumors that have been around for a while, that have grown slowly, that may have grown through the skin, whatever, but they're distinct from inflammatory breast cancer. So I guess I would try to sort, if I saw a patient like this that was sent to me with the label of locally advanced inflammatory, I would try to sort it into one of those two bins, either inflammatory or locally advanced, because the rules are somewhat different for the local management of these.
Just to clarify, would you do a skin biopsy or is it the clinical diagnosis?
Well, firstly, I would take a history and do an exam, because really the clinical presentation, when you lift that gown and look at the patient, they look different. So I have seen some cancers that were sent to me as inflammatory that really don't meet inflammatory criteria. So inflammatory cancer in general, there's redness, there's erythema, and peau d'orange. The peau d'orange has to be at least a third of the skin envelope, and there usually isn't a focal mass that's involving the skin through direct extension or any of those things. So ulceration, for instance, you don't see that in inflammatory, you see that in locally advanced. If there are some inflammatory changes, then a dermal punch biopsy can help, because if the dermal lymphatics are plugged with tumor cells, and that's one of the criteria for inflammatory breast cancer, but it doesn't have to have involvement of the lymphatic channels in the skin. So it's mainly a clinical diagnosis, inflammatory breast cancer, just based on that first impression of the appearance of the breast. But assuming that this lady had inflammatory breast cancer, let's talk about that. The questions are, should she have surgery? What kind of surgery? And for inflammatory breast cancer, I think the consensus, the standard of care still is a modified radical mastectomy. So she should not have a skin-sparing mastectomy. She should not have a sentinel node biopsy. She should have an axillary dissection. And the radiation therapy approach is also different. So the dose to the skin is much higher for inflammatory breast cancer. So I really try to explain that to patients who are interested in immediate reconstruction, and explain that they may in fact get a much better result from reconstruction if they have their radiation, let it heal, let things rest for a year or so, and then see the plastic surgeon for reconstruction. We also do refer to plastic surgery at the time, you know, that we are planning the mastectomy, so they can have this discussion directly with the plastic surgeon as well. And if necessary, also with the radiation oncologist, because they need to understand that interaction between the radiation plan and the plastic surgery plan, and how they would get the best result for the least number of procedures.
So it's kind of hard to tell with this patient for what was sent in, but sounds like maybe this is a not inflammatory breast cancer, locally advanced. How do you approach surgery there?
Yeah, so then with the locally advanced, it depends on the, so she would be referred for neoadjuvant therapy, and with good response to neoadjuvant therapy, if she had skin involvement, if she had clear invasion of the skin or ulceration or whatever, that's a T4 tumor, then it becomes a little harder usually to conserve the breast. But, you know, it depends. I think there's a lot more room for breast conservation with a good response to chemotherapy in locally advanced disease than in inflammatory disease. And then with the management of the axilla, I think one has to be a little bit skeptical about the use of sentinel node biopsy. I forget, did she have involved nodes in the beginning?
No.
Okay. So if she had no clinical evidence of nodal involvement at the beginning, she could be offered a sentinel node biopsy. But as you know, the amount of prospective solid data that we have about the accuracy of sentinel node biopsy in, you know, big T3 or T4 tumors is not nearly as much as we do. I mean, we have very good confidence in the T1, T2 tumors, but not so much in the T3, T4 tumors in the results of sentinel node biopsy. But it's permissible. In inflammatory breast cancer, in general, most people would say don't do a sentinel node biopsy.